And beer. Beer is so safe.
Oh, I love beer. Everyone here knows I love beer.
I was like, sign
Red me Horse up. Beer. Red Horse beer.
Yum.
Yes. One is enough.
And how much is that? Like 57 pesos? So it's $1?
Yes, I think that's what it was. Yeah, wow. Something ridiculous. Yeah.
It's happy hour every hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and Dave should retire there.
Yeah.
$5 massages and dollar beers.
Yeah. The expats there. That's funny.
All standby passengers, see me at the podium. Your seat is empty.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel or things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Tyler.
I'm Monique.
I'm Laura.
And we're excited to be together again.
Yes,
we are. It's always fun to get together. Things,
and we have a guest joining us a little later.
Yay for guests.
So, get someone.
So, Tyler went on an adventure. He went on some different airlines besides our own.
I think I mentioned earlier in another podcast, I had a week of vacation and I've been wanting to fly them, but they're ones we don't have benefits on. Because you've flown on both Spirit and Frontier.
I have. And I checked it off and I did it.
And you loved it?
And it's done now.
So I remember when you took Spirit.
So yeah. I booked them at least a month and a half early because I know I had that week of vacation and there was a weekend that kind of laid up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just do it. And I ended up booking Spirit from Vegas to LA. And it was on a Friday. So everyone's trying to get to Vegas. So I knew I had to get to myself to Vegas and then I could go Vegas to LA. And I think that ticket was $19.
Was it really?
Yeah, $19. And then the next day, and I had to get back to Phoenix because the next day I went on Frontier from Phoenix to San Francisco. And that one was also like $18.90.
Jeez.
And I did it the Nancy Reagan way.
What does that mean?
You remember her slogan?
No, she was like the no drugs person.
Yeah,
right?
just say no.
Oh, just say, okay.
that's the thing is you can keep your prices that low on those airlines, but you have to say no to everything.
Okay.
So I didn't take my backpack. No, I took take a backpack, but it was a small backpack because even big ones you had to pay for like $60.
Jeez.
I didn't choose a seat, even though I got good seats, both of them. They assigned me good seats.
Oh, good.
I mean, aisles on both of them, but you could have paid like $38 on both of them. They kept like for that whole month, I was getting emails like every day, like, you ready to pay for it? Are you ready? Because that's how they make their money.
Yeah.
But when you say no, no, no to everything, then you can get somewhere for super cheap. It was interesting that the Spirit, did I send you the pictures of Spirit? You flew it, but yeah. The aisle was huge. I think they crammed the seats down so tight that the aisle, because you know, on our aisles, for me, being a big guy, walking down, like you're always hitting. No, the aisles are huge.
Interesting.
Which is also, they don't do any service on it, really. I mean, they try to sell stuff, but it was interesting because I flew to Vegas on it. They have the weird tray tables that they have on yours. It looks like it kind of came out of prison because it's like a metal half tray thing that comes down.
The bungee cord.
It's like a bus. Like
the
pocket.
But they don't have a seat back, a pocket. They just have a bungee cord that holds the safety card there. But then I got to LA and then I hopped on our airline and I was in the middle seat in the back on a 737 and I had more room on the Spirit flight than I did on our airline. I was like,
interesting.
Because we oftentimes as non-rev get put in the extra legroom seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if people have to pay, so we get those. But our back seats are tight. I mean, yeah. So I thought that was kind of, I was in an aisle on Spirit compared to a middle. And the guy I was next to on the Spirit, on the R line in the window was very, because I got on last. I was like the last person to sit in the seat. He had already like spread his legs, like clear into the middle. So I was like, I'm here and I'm a big guy. And he was not very happy to have to put his legs back under
too bad, so sad.
But it was just like, it was kind of interesting because I was like, I was more comfortable on Spirit. Their seats are hard. right? Because you
feel like bus seats.
So like, yeah, no cushion. There's
this comfort in the cushion, but it's a very thin cushion. So, but also their seats didn't recline. And on ours, someone reclined. So I had someone tight on both sides, no leg room.
And someone reclined.
No one's reclined on Spirit because they can't recline.
Yeah, true.
There's some beauty with that. There's beauty with that.
Yeah. So.
Well, I know my sister-in-law, Tracy, she took Spirit to our Dallas meetup.
Yeah.
And she actually upgraded to their big seats.
Oh, yeah, the big seats.
I think is what they call them. And I don't think it was that expensive. I want to say like $50 or so. I think it was less than $100 to upgrade from LA to Dallas to the big seats.
It would be worth it for that. Yeah. So, because they have like a 2-2 in front.
Yeah.
That's one thing that Frontier doesn't have. Frontier is just straight seats where Spirit has like the big front. And then they had some other rows that had some more leg room too.
Okay.
And then I was in the back. But even in the back, I was just kind of like, this isn't that bad. And they did the credit card pitch. So it kind of made me feel at home because I was like, okay. But they were trying to be like, you could fly Spirit all the time. And I was like, ooh.
Do you want this once a month?
But I'm glad I flew them because they've been going away with the whole JetBlue mergers thing. So I wanted to, and then, for the Spirit one, I got off the plane and went right into our lounge because I was connecting. Mm-hmm. And I wrote some friends. I said, I think I'm probably the only person going from a Spirit flight into a lounge. But the Frontier, they were a lot more particular about the bags. Like they were really checking every bag and putting the backpacks in the sizers to make sure they're not too big.
What do you have to ask your friends? Because I feel like I've heard that they actually get commission.
Yeah.
I think the gate agents get commission, and they should.
I don't think they work for Frontier. I think they're contractors. Okay. And so that's how they make their money. They don't get the flight benefits. I don't think so. The flight attendants do. Like they're
with them.
Yeah. So that's how they make their money is by getting those bonus from how many charging extra for those things. The people that flew, now it's hard because it was Vegas to LA. It was kind of on that Spirit. It felt like your Walmart people, if that makes sense.
You went into Vegas on them?
Out of Vegas on Spirit.
Well, either way, Vegas is a crowd itself.
Yeah.
You can almost pick out Vegas.
There was a guy that got on and his pants, like you could see, you can see his underwear, but his pants were like halfway down his legs. And I was like, pull him up. Like, I understand, like, mine come out a little bit at times. I'm like,
but like, sensory wise, yeah, that would drive me nuts to have my pants that low.
But it was that crowd. And then the Frontier, because going out to Phoenix, though, it definitely felt like a higher end crowd than compared to Spirit. So that was interesting. And actually, my friend was doing a live stream in Phoenix. And so I was watching us take off.
Well, that's cool.
Because I hadn't put it on airplane mode yet, so I was still watching us, and I had videoed that whole takeout. So I was like, I wanted to show people, like, look, this is us. Like, but yeah, so as he was live stream on YouTube, I was watching on YouTube, and I saw us like taxi down and take off, and so
that's pretty cool.
But you got a shout out, right?
Yeah, he gave our show a shout out. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
So
thank you. Fun. Yeah,
it was interesting though. I'm glad I did both of them. I wish we had benefits on them. We could just Zed on them, even though Zed would probably cost more than.
Well, because I think when I was trying to get up to San Francisco, there was a Frontier flight. And I kind of was like, I would love to be able to Zed on that and just get up there.
Yeah.
There's times when it's like, I just need to be somewhere. So I get it. Yeah.
But it was crazy that I could buy tickets for under $20, have a seat. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you flew to San Francisco, and I'm guessing you paid about $38 on your Southwest, and I paid under $20.
To be confirmed, too.
Confirmed, yeah. I couldn't take anything. No, yeah. I mean, I could, just like myself and the teeny backpack. But
no, that's for sure. That's it. And there's times when we do have to Zed on Southwest, but like my family hates it. That almost like walk of shame you have to do at the end.
Yeah.
So it's, but just to know you'd be confirmed somewhere would be nice.
So that was a fun little couple of days for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
I had, before that weekend, I think I counted in my 15 years of the airline, I'd only paid for 5 seats on different airlines. And then I did Breeze, Frontier, Spirit, like 3 in like a week. A week. After.
Well, the thing is, when I did my Frontier and Spirit is when Tawny and I were dating.
Okay.
And she didn't remember that.
And she didn't have benefits yet. And so they were like kind of my way to either get to where she was at quickly without doing like multiple stops, or we were coming back from seeing Zachy play football and she didn't have her rings yet. So we had,
as your way.
Yeah. I was like, I wasn't going to let her fly by herself. I was like, I'll fly with you on that airline. I should ask, it would be interesting to have a conversation with her now and be like, see how much I was in love with you already, that I was willing to do this. Cause I think now she would get it, where the time she was just kind of like, well, this is what we fly. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Love, true love.
Yeah.
But because those seats are so like bare, there's no extra, there's no extra comfort. I felt like on both of them, I had plenty of legroom, which was interesting.
Yeah, that is, that's nice though. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause I don't need the seat backs. I don't need the tray table. The tray table's nice, but, and I would just say download stuff cause there's no internet and your butt might be a little sore cause it's,
no cushion. All
right, let's get into our guests. All right. This week we have our friend Marcy with us. Marcy is from Chicago and she flew in just to record with us and Little Girls Weekend. We've been trying to have you on for a few months, but trying to get four airline employees schedules to work out is very hard. Partly because we like to use our benefits and travel too. So I know you said, I have this weekend off, and you said, oh, I'm going to Philippines. Or I have this weekend off, and it's like, oh, now Lara's doing something. And morning, so finally we got it to work. So welcome to Arizona, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the lounge.
When you said little girls weekend, are you mean it's just a short weekend or it's just for little girls?
You and your friend came in town.
That's right. We're not little by any means.
It's for a girls weekend, but just a
short time.
Okay.
Little time.
Have you been to Phoenix before?
This is the first time. I've been to any part of Arizona except laying over and running from one gate to another.
Now's a good time to come to Phoenix as far as, because the summer's.
Yes and no. I was just going to say, it is great now because you get out of the freezing cold, but you don't get pool time right now.
Some of the resorts will have heated pools, though. I don't know if yours is.
Oh, my house is not a resort then.
Yeah. Our pool is not heated. Ours is close, too.
I brought a bathing suit, but it was like 50 degrees last night, and there was no heated pool at the hotel.
Oh. But that's smart. You should always travel with a swimming suit.
Right. Even if you're going somewhere cold.
Because you never know.
Yeah. I'll take my bathing suit to Banff. I don't care. I'm taking flip-flops and bathing suits. You never know.
Someone's going to have a hot tub.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Marcy, how did you get started in aviation?
Okay, so I just started about 5 years ago or six.
Oh, so you're
five
new.
Yes, I'm a little chicken baby. What behind the ears is what they say. Ugh. I was spending a lot of money traveling on my own with my family, but it was coming out of my pocket. And I knew a few people that worked in the airline industry and they would pitch it a lot. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about 6 months probation period. That was tough, but I always had another job and that job was very flexible. And I think I brought it up to my boss at the time, which is a really good friend. And she was like, yeah, we'll make it work. You know, the rest is history. So I stopped paying so much money traveling, but I travel more. So I feel like now I'm spending more money.
Catch 22. Yeah.
So. And which station are you at?
In Chicago. And that's where I started. And
at O'Hare.
Yeah, in Chicago O'Hare. I started at the front, like helping with the check-in. And then now I'm in the club.
Oh, okay.
So you said probation. I don't think I had really to go through probation. Did you have a probation?
Yeah, I think everyone does.
I think mine, because I was hired in 2008. And I mean, the whole economy, I think I was just going to lose my job in general. And so I never really worked because we were so overstaffed because they had closed Vegas. So I don't think I had that, but I know that. So what is probation for people that aren't, I don't think we ever talked about it, have we on the show?
I don't think we really.
So kind of what is probation for the new hires? What kind
you
of
come in to work sick. You cannot switch or change your shifts or your trades. You are on your best behavior. Make sure everyone likes you. You just.
No flexibility.
No flexibility whatsoever. You don't come in late, not one time. And I think the biggest thing that we all like to do is do our shift trades. So that was a big thing. I felt like it was 6 months or maybe 9 months. I felt it was really long. But I did my probation twice, when I started with the company and then when I switched over departments to the club.
I think just when you get hired on the company, you don't get Zed fares. For 6 months, I don't think.
So either. When you do travel, you
that have to be on your company. Yeah,
I forgot about that. You have to wait to get those.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. So it is tough. Yeah. So in a new hire, you're probably stuck with terrible shifts.
Oh yeah.
You're probably stuck with like opening or closing kind of things.
Yeah.
And you can't trade.
Yeah, and you can't trade. You are stuck for that amount of time.
And you can't call in sick, and you cannot be late 1 minute.
And they're really strict on that.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what. Yeah, we've never talked about that. And for me, like I was VTOing all the time because we were so overstaffed.
Even from the beginning? From
the beginning, yeah. Because they closed down Vegas and they moved all the employees. And so we were
more flexibility.
I was never working, yeah. And eventually they're like, you've been here long enough. You need to get a different colored vest because we move out of it. And I was like, okay. Like, no one knew my name for years. I stayed at the very bottom of seniority. I didn't go up, but also I didn't work. I had my other job. And so it was just for benefits.
People still don't know who you are, though.
Oh, I know. It's nice.
Because the golf coworkers will say, like, yeah, my brother works downstairs. And they'll say, what's his name? And I'll say it. And they'll be like, yeah, I don't know who that is.
Well, I don't go up and talk to the gate agents. Like, because sometimes they'll come up and talk to you guys. So I don't do that. So that's not. Also, yeah, I kind of hide.
It's okay upstairs. It's okay.
No, it's yeah, I just.
That's good. That's funny.
But they never put real shoes on from slipper positions.
So. Oh, yeah, it's nice. I can hide. So, so you told us you're working in the club for the airline. You're working.
Right.
So how does that different from, you said you started down at the ticket counter, right? So how does that, what kind of things?
Are you still a gate agent, really? Are you still a gate agent?
I think I work like union and all that. Uh-huh. We're a passenger agent.
Okay.
Yeah, we're service. The same union and the same rules apply.
But they are separate in the sense that, like, I can't pick up one of her shifts and she can't pick up one of my shifts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they are they're separate in that sense.
And everyone before me, when they went to training for when they would go from the front where I started a customer service assistant and you go into gate agent or the club, you went to Dallas for training. And when you went to Dallas, you would have full gate agent training. Where I was the first class that did not. We didn't do anything with the planes or anything with the jet bridges. We missed out like half of the training. Yes, you're still an agent, but there's a lot of information that I know I'm missing out comparing it to a gate agent. I don't know what you guys do a lot, gate agents say. Credit to you.
We do. Yes.
Yeah. I could only deal with one customer at a time down my throat. You have 200. Yeah. You do it a lot.
Well, we were in our club flying out with Tawny and Allie Joe a couple days ago, and there was no seats kind of back in the club, so we were right in front of where the check-in is. And my wife was like, the amount of like annoying and dumb questions you guys get, she was like, they have to be so patient because there were so many people came in who didn't have club access or didn't really understand it, and mm-hmm. they were having to explain like, no, a domestic first class ticket does not grant you access, right. And it was just...
Yeah, so your voice goes horrible. Horse for a little while, repeating the same thing, and always with a smile and a twinkle in your eye.
They do always have smiles.
See, it would take That's one, clear. And I'd be done for the day. I'd be like, I've already explained this. Like, I'm over.
So, Laura hates working in first class. Like, you hate those kind of people, right? Except for Rob Schrader.
It has nothing to do with the people. It's just the amount of work.
So, the kind of people that come to the club. I mean, we kind of have our hack. We get in because of the credit card, and hopefully we get to keep that. So what kind of people do you see? Do you kind of see the entitled people that Laura doesn't like, or are they usually good travelers so they don't have too many problems?
A little bit of both. We get people that have a credit card and that's why they have access. And some people feel entitled that they can get more information than anyone else. Or we also have people with high status. They're there because they fly a lot of miles, or they're, you know, business travelers that are in and out of airports every other day. They're never home. So sometimes they know more information than we do. I don't know how they get information. It's like, this flight is delayed because of mechanical, because of the chair in 8A. I'm like, how'd you know this? Like,
what? Can you please talk to the gate agents? Because they don't know any of that.
So we have a little bit of everything. I'm an employee and I have a credit card. So I would be, you know, a club member, you know, per se. But it's... We have politicians and we have government security, you know, taking care of those politicians. We have celebrities, authors, you name it. I mean, all different types of people. And sometimes you're like, oh, this customer, you know, he's coming in today. And then you're surprised. They're so nice. And then there's someone that flies out once every 3 months and they're the rudest person. So
like Monique.
You know, they want more than what they should be getting. So you just never know. Don't take it personal, you know. It's just
when they're training you, do they say, okay, you are gonna have a celebrity come in and you can't ask for a photo with them, or do they give you rules?
Well, yes, when we have to sign a waiver and
non-disclosure.
There is another smaller department that you pay extra per passenger for even like a curbside assistance, and you take them from beginning to end throughout the whole airport, you know, whatever they want, and they have a private room. And you know, we have a little bit of that too here and there.
I think when I was at Delta, I saw them pull up with like a Mercedes, and I was wondering who's going to get down and get moved from play. Okay.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wondered what it would be like to work in the club in LA because I know, I feel like they're even set up more for.
Even more, yeah. And like, they have another one, even another. We have that department that we do. We have that. And I think LA has one up. We even have it. We had a helicopter at one point.
Wow.
Like in New York, you could do the helicopter into the.
We did, into the city.
Into, yeah. We did that at one point, you know.
Wow.
A few hundred bucks here and there. And
well, for some of those passengers, that's nothing.
That's a business expense, pocket change, right? Yeah. That's, some of them are nice and some of them, you know, expect more than what they should be getting.
You know, I had Sean T on my flight, the guy that does the insanity workouts.
Right.
And he's a CK. He's a concierge key.
Okay, there we go.
And I saw the big black car come underneath. And I'm like, ooh, who are we getting? Yeah.
That's a long ways to walk out to the Bravo gates, to your gates, the London flight.
So he didn't. I'm sure he did it so he didn't get mobbed.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That's a big thing, why they pay for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so who's the most, like, talk about celebrities.
90% of them do not like to be recognized.
And remember, you guys, she did sign a non-disclosure. She can't really tell us their names. She can't really say who.
Most of them do not want to be recognized. They I don't know, they just want to watch the news or catch up on their emails and chit-chat with their agent or whatever. Most of them don't, but some of them go out of their way. And they ask us to do a little pit stop at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, really? You want Dunkin' Donuts? You got good coffee.
Are you driving them in the little cart?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. You get to drive that cart.
That's another disclosure. So they'll put on their glasses and their hat and their scarves. But some of them will ask you to do a little pit stop at McDonald's.
They're waving along the way.
Yeah. And they take off the glasses and the hat. I'm like, okay, I got to go slower because he's, you know, he or she is looking for attention. And
oh, my gosh.
Sounds like you a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Narcy.
You say, give me a couple.
Not of, Marcy, but Narcy.
Give me a couple
Narcy
of
Narcy, Marcy.
Well, that's funny. So did you have to get checked out on that vehicle too before you?
We go through a training. Yeah, we go through a little training. And every once in a while, a manager will do a checkup on us and ride with us while see if we're doing everything right.
Who decides which agent gets to do that? Is it a seniority thing? Because I bet it would be.
No, we bid within the department if we want to get a line or a shift in that department.
Okay.
And so my whole, whatever, 3, 4, 5 months, you know, that's my shift, or we see us off, or.
How fun.
Yeah. So if I see someone on the celebrity list for, I'm going to pick up that shift.
Is that a high seniority thing to do that? To want to be on those?
I feel like most high seniority people do not want to do that department.
That's interesting.
They don't want to deal with.
It's making a pit stop at Dunkin' Donuts.
It's the same in Phoenix.
They don't want to. It's us newbies.
Yeah,
we want to. There was a concert a few weeks ago in Chicago with celebrities that were going to fly through, and I saw them on a list. Oh man, I shouldn't be saying this. And I asked my friend, "Hey, can I pick up those hours? Because I really wanted to see the celebrity."
Sure.
And they canceled the trip, and I'm here working.
Now you're working.
I was working, you know. Oh, gosh. It's like, I'm not going to be able to see him. I hope my husband doesn't hear this.
Now we know it was a him.
One thing I like about your club, every time I've been in yours, you've been really very nice. But you guys have showers, and I wish we had showers. So if you're designing the Phoenix one, put showers in our glitter.
Well, employees don't like the showers.
Do you have to clean them?
No. So there's an external company that's contracted that does the food, touching, and all that. We don't do any of that.
Okay.
When I say we don't like it, it's not that we don't like it. But I feel like I look at someone's itinerary and they started their day at 8 a.m. You know, they're catching a 10 a.m. flight. So you know they're coming in from home. And you're going to use the shower. I'm like, didn't you have time at home? Like, why would you want to do this here?
Yeah, why would you?
Okay, that doesn't make sense.
But if you're laying over for a long, we would take
like the red eye from Phoenix to Chicago, land super early, and then have like a full day of football ahead of us. So we would. It was nice to shower when we landed, get kind of freshened up, and then head out for our day.
You play football?
My son does.
Oh, that's great! Yeah. I'm like, I couldn't see.
Do I look like I could play football? Thank you.
She's like, I have a long day of football.
I'm like, what? Yes, because he's up in Lake Forest.
Oh,
so
yes.
So the flight was mostly open.
Yes.
That red eye
Yeah.
landed like 5 a.m., but we'd have to be out to the
Oh, yeah. Like we have a lot of
customers. Yeah. So that, those oh, yeah. showers I've, are nice.
And when I say we don't like it, I mean, I've used it. Not as an employee, but, you know, I have a long layover. I'm in Miami. Yeah, you'll use it. You feel like you're a whole new person.
You do. And you're ready to start your day again.
Why would you need a shower in Phoenix if you live here? That's what I, those are the,
because he got off work.
Well, if anything, the Phoenix clubs just need to be revamped bigger, in general. Because like I said, like we were sitting right up front. They were the last like three seats in the whole club.
Yeah.
Well, there's people that'll fly in the red eyes from Hawaii or something. And you'd want to get cleaned up before we go on. The showers to me is just like another level of quality of club. It is. Even if I don't use it a lot, it would just be like.
It's definitely worth the money that they, you know, the increase in rate is ridiculous, and that would make up for it. Definitely. I mean, so
it's nice.
I did see one of the clubs in Phoenix. First time in Phoenix, I saw it, and I feel, Laura, your living room is bigger than the Phoenix club that I went to.
Yeah.
It's a closet.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Which one?
The other ones aren't that much bigger. Yeah. We have three in there. Let's hear about your non-revving. That's why you came, not to.
But you came to, and you came to for this job to non-rev.
Right,
so you could get the free travel,
and the job that I had did not offer health insurance, so it was
you got a twofer then.
Twofer.
Yeah. Are you still doing both jobs?
I do.
Okay,
but we closed the office, and now it's, ever since COVID, it's completely remote. So
you're
it
able
has
to juggle. Both.
Oh yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody I know has multiple jobs at the airport.
Isn't that funny? We all do. Yeah, sidekick, side hustle.
So you just did a trip to the Philippines.
Yes. That was my last non-rev prior to this one. Yes.
Big one. Okay. So tell us about that. Why did you decide there? What was the...
And when did you go? Which month?
It was November. It was a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving. And my kids always say, Mom, you're always saying this is your last vacation of the year. And every couple of weeks.
Like, but then I look at loads and this part looks great.
Been kind of planning it with a couple of coworkers for about a year, and I'm always standing them up. So one of my coworkers, she's originally from the Philippines. And if I'm going to go somewhere that far and somewhere I haven't been, I thought, okay, I should go with her.
Yeah.
Right. Someone that's lived there in the past. And ancestors are from Guatemala. And I remember being 3 years old and going to Guatemala. And I have that, you know, that history where you feel comfortable with, I don't even know if that's the word, third world country kind of feel. Is that, you know, like the bathroom's in the backyard. So we went, and I think we were there for a little over than a week. I didn't know that it was a 15-hour flight going. And I didn't know that was, 15-hour flights. At my age, kind of want to think about it a little bit more.
How did you get there?
And so Chicago to LA, so that's four and some change. And then LA, we Z'd on Philippine Airlines for 15 hours.
So it was nonstop out of LA. Mm-hmm. I think you're lucky with that, actually.
So not in business then, because you're Z'ing.
We don't have business, yes. Oh,
Lord.
For 15 hours.
Where were your seats?
Did you think about doing it, like getting to Asia on our airline, and then
we were like planning that, but it for some reason everything was really full, and it wasn't. Then we were going to probably be stuck somewhere else, it was just all right. Bite the bullet, Marcy. Sit in coach. Fine.
And were your seats in the middle or anything awful like that?
Somehow this Philippine Airlines agent got the three of us together which was nice. So did that. The service was great. The food was great. We had options in main cabin. So I felt like we were on that plane for about a week. So then we landed in Manila, and we spent a couple of days in the city, and she's so good. She's a coworker. She works at the club. She's an airline worker. So time management is her. You know, people that work for the airline, the time management is a different breed. We're all a different breed. So she took care of everything. She planned everything. And then we went island hopping. We got on another plane. We went to Bohol, and we did a lot of island life and dolphins and turtles and you name it. And you just river lunches with. Yeah, it was incredible. It really is incredible. I would never have done everything that we did in all those days if it wasn't for her. You know.
Now, the river lunches, were those like group tours that she booked, or
She has somebody. I don't know. She's everyone in the Philippines are cousins. So they're like, my cousin this and my cousin that. And no, they booked this. And my,
that's I just, you have that connection though.
Yeah.
That you had someone that could help line all that stuff up for you guys then. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's she had chauffeurs picking us up. You know, I'm like, there's no Uber out here. And no one accepts credit cards out there. I was dying.
That's a good note.
Yeah. No one, you have to have cash and nobody cares about the dollar. And I'm like, oh, I've got dollars. I'm like, bleh.
Did she tell you that?
Not the credit card thing. Because she has family out there. So I guess she sends them money and they do the change for her. So she had a wad full of cash. Okay. You know, and she's like, don't worry, Marcy. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. And so that was a blessing. So no credit cards. I'm used to going to Paris or Rome and you're just tapping your phone everywhere. Yep. And it's okay. You don't need cash. But yeah, if you're going to Asia, this is my first Asian country that I visited. And so it was a blessing. Then we did island hopping for a few days. Then we went back to Manila, repacked and washed clothes again. And then we went up to the north, like the mountains. And this is where you lose your cell phone service. You need a driver. You need a guide, a tour guide. You need a tour guide. She figured all that out. We did a 11-hour drive into the northern mountains. And I felt like I was going to be part of a crime podcast. And my kids were going to be talking about it. No cell phone service, definitely no credit cards. And you're on the main road within the mountains and swerving and looking down and you feel like you're going to die. But it was just incredible that we went to rice fields. I mean, there's just so many things that we did. I can't put it together. We did so much.
You got like the whole gamut of like the Philippines.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like even people that live in the Philippines didn't do what I did.
Did you swim in some of those blue waters that I've seen?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I want to do that.
Yeah. Dolphins right next to us. Yeah. I promise. I swear I'm going to put it on my social media. I always say that I'm just so busy because I'm traveling.
Yeah. Good.
So then we did rice fields and we saw, so they parked the big van and then our luggage. To go into a town and where Aug, the lady, the oldest tattoo artist in the world, she's been on Vanity. She's from this little town and we have to hike in the mountain to get to the town. There's no cars in the town.
Oh my gosh.
So, wow.
So be ready to walk and there's, you know, heat and, you know, it's very humid, but it's just so beautiful. And you feel like you're closer to God. Ah, that's all good. Or get kidnapped. One of the two. One of the two. The thing is that you're very close to something spiritual. Your luggage gets cabled into the town.
Wow.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It gets cabled into the town. So we're there for a few days. We do more hiking, see waterfalls. And out of the three of us.
Were you like the only tourists there or were there other tourists?
There's not, it's not completely full. And you know, it's not like you're bumping into tourists like, you know, like in New York, but I saw a Mexican there. A Mexican, like, I hear someone talking Spanish and I, you know, look over. I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's this Mexican social media YouTuber interviewing her. So, you know, and yeah, there's a few other people here and there, you know. So that was cute.
Did you get tattooed?
No, one out of the three did not. I did not. I never had a tattoo and I don't as of now. And shout out to my oldest daughter. She asked me a couple of weeks before the trip. She was like, Mom, would you get your first tattoo matching with me?
Oh,
I was like, okay, I won't answer that. But I felt bad getting a tattoo without her there.
Oh, yeah.
If I was going to get one, I'm not going to get it with Evelyn and Karen. So I was their photographer, but it was very cool. Interesting.
Someone had to do it.
Yes. I didn't do a great job. I was so nervous. I don't know. She seemed like a celebrity. I mean, I see celebrities at the club, but I don't know. I was very inspired by her. This is a 109-year-old woman still tattooing. Wow. I can't tie my shoes some days. And then
you
see her.
She get what you get.
It's just it's still by me.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. It's she's really good. So
that's awesome.
Inspiring. So there's no excuse. We have to keep on working.
So you said it was kind of humid. Was that a good time to go to the Philippines?
It was a perfect time.
Okay.
I'm for some reason, I feel like it's always like that there.
Okay. They don't have like a hot, dry, or hot, like, seems like it'd be super humid at times of year. Is that not?
Maybe. I did ask about, when's your winter? And they're like, winter, what? We get a rainy season here and there, you know.
Kind of like Hawaii, where it changes a little bit, but there's a rainy, but it's not like, it's like 10 degrees different. Okay.
Yeah.
It's still the tropics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of Hawaii, when we were on the plane going to Philippines, I kept on looking at the screen, like, where's the plane? It was 6 hours into the flight, and we were just or 5.5 hours into the flight, and we were just going over, and we were not even halfway there.
Oh,
I was like, what? Just drop me off here.
That flight was killing her, man.
It's like watching water boil. You know, every time I'd look at the plane, it's still right over Hawaii.
Oh, that's terrible.
Nerve-wracking.
How was you said the money wise? How did it compare to like the U.S. dollar? Is it their money? Did you get a lot more?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot more, but half cash and half Filipino pesos. So for every dollar, it was like 57 Philippine pesos. And doing that math for every transaction was very difficult.
Oh, 57 to one?
One.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, this is 300 pesos. And I still couldn't do the math. And so I looked ridiculous with my calculator open with my Android. And there's an 11-year-old kid doing the math on his brain.
So selling you. Turn to my friend and be like, good deal or not a good deal? Like, you just tell me, thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
Is it worth it or not?
Everything was worth it. Everything was worth it. I think you could go to a restaurant and have a $5 meal. And it was so exceptional. So very delicious.
Did they have ATMs like at the airport so you could do that?
Right.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Which I was like, I travel enough. I don't know.
No.
No. Do it. Yeah.
Well, that's what's interesting. We just talked recently about the Christmas markets and the ones in England, it's all tap. I was like, no cash. But then in Germany, it was like almost all
cash.
And that was in Europe, like the two. So it's just like you think nowadays everything's going to be cards and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's good to know for people that want to go.
So, yeah, we did all that and we did a lot. And then we drove, 11 hours back into Manila and we were there for the night. The one thing I do have to say, you could get extraordinary massages for like $5 for 90 minutes, something ridiculous. Geez, it's like so everywhere you go, you could go to a restaurant and in the corner, there's someone giving a massage in the back room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just open the curtain. I mean, don't open every curtain you see. Yeah. Airports, they have masseuse in the airport, like just sit on these, they have designated chairs. And there was a place in the Bohol airport where they give work to people that are blind.
Oh.
And that's all they do is massage. You tell them, I want the neck massage.
Oh, I think they could do that.
And blind, and you're, helping promote that they get a job. Isn't that a great idea?
That is pretty cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And they're really good at their job.
Oh, so good. Did you fall asleep on the table?
Yes, I did fall asleep.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, I did fall asleep on one of the massages. Yes.
Oh, so you were with your friend that spoke the language.
What? Yes, it was myself, Karen, and Evelyn. Evelyn is Philippine.
So if you weren't with someone that spoke it, how would you think getting around would be for someone that like us?
So surprisingly enough, just like in Mexico and, I don't know, Italy, everyone speaks another language.
Okay.
The majority, everyone in the Philippines speaks English, but it's a broken English. But you could definitely communicate.
Okay.
Yes.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
I've never been to Asia. And I think that the language barrier there was kind of, I needed to just deal with it. But that's always been worrisome.
It's not a problem.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Okay.
We were able to communicate a little bit better because of her.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And express ourselves or express what you're really wanting to eat. I'm really looking for this, a little bit more in detail because of her. Yes. But it's not a problem.
Okay.
No. Well, there's a bunch of different dialects in the Philippines too, isn't there? So, So
there were some that she didn't even speak.
I was going to say, so all the different places you went, she may have even ran into places where she was
there were places that she didn't.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So don't be afraid to go because of the language. Well, this is probably.
That should not be your excuse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good to note.
Not getting business would be my excuse.
Yeah.
So if we can start flying to the Philippines, then I won't have an excuse.
There you go.
So was the trip back any better? Or just a repeat on the way back?
I wasn't able to sit next to my friends. They got on a later flight. They wanted to go to a mall. And one of my kids were calling me like, oh, when are you coming home? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to get on the earlier flight. And I got on the other earlier flight. And the LA flight to Chicago was delayed so much, we ended up almost being on the same flight. Oh, I was like, oh, man. Gosh.
I could have gone to that market.
Of course. Yeah, I could have gone to the mall and gotten another massage. Mm-hmm. But that one, I was next to someone that took up the space of two seats.
Oh, oh, okay.
And it was very difficult for me because I got even more swollen. Because you, when you're in another country, you're trying new food.
Oh, yeah.
You're eating a lot more.
And you're eating different things.
Different things. And I ate chicharrón for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh. And it's very salty. You know, it's a salty meat. So I felt I was much more swollen. And to the point where I felt like one leg was more swollen. I got a little scared.
Oh, yeah.
So be mindful whenever you're traveling. I mean, yes, indulge, but drink more water, walk a little bit more, you know, get yourself moving. So
all the things I hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were kind of telling us about a scary situation you had with your kids non-revving.
Right. Yeah. So
First of all, I'm really excited your kids are little non-revvers.
They are. And my youngest is, everyone's so amazed. She knows how to read like gates and gate changes and where her seat is. And we non-rev, so we don't get to sit together all the time. And she's like, don't worry, Mom. You know, she knows how to connect her. She's eight.
She's non-rev pro.
She's better than 70% of the flying population.
Yes.
She needs really Tyler's good. Hat.
Are they those club snobs like my kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids are probably younger than yours. But the other day they were playing like pretend stuff. And you can tell they're my kids because they were playing airport and lounges. That's what they're in the other room. I can hear them. They're creating lounges. And I was like, oh my gosh.
No, I don't want that seat. Yeah.
They had lay flat seats in the lounge. They were excited about that.
What do you mean the bar doesn't open till 8 a.m.?
So what happened to your kids?
And what are their ages again?
So right now, not when the whole scared thing happened. My youngest is 8. My middle is 17. And my oldest is 23.
Okay.
So they've been traveling all their life, but they've been non-revving for the past 6 years.
I love that.
I don't remember. It was 5 years ago. The system went down and my oldest and my middle, they were traveling in from Guatemala. They travel alone a lot. Since I started, I was like, okay, you could travel alone. Bye. So we have family all over the States and we have family in Guatemala and they were coming back from Guatemala. And right when they were on the plane, Guatemala to Dallas, we have a system-wide, nationwide outage. And
nationwide.
Nationwide. Like I was working at the airport and we couldn't check people in.
Like you can't call Monique in Phoenix and say, help.
No, nothing. So I know they were going to land. I just didn't know what was going to happen to them when they landed.
How weird.
So I just waited for my oldest to connect her, you know, to have cell phone. You know, I tracked their plane and it was, I think it was like they landed on a Friday and I didn't see them back home till like Monday.
Jeez.
Monday. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was 3 days, three airports or 3 days and four airports.
Wow.
I just kept on trying to get them back home one way or another. My husband couldn't rent a car. Everything was just impossible. It was Chicago. So it was Guatemala, Dallas, Dallas, Charlotte, Charlotte. I don't know if it was Boston or Ohio. Oh. And then from there, they went to Milwaukee and Milwaukee to Chicago.
Wow.
And it was overnight. And so I'm like, do not leave TSA. You know, the oldest was taking care of the youngest. I would reload their debit card and just. There was
with more money.
They saw every movie on Netflix and I would have them FaceTime me and I would have them turn the camera around so I could see who was around them.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So I'm like, so sit by, you know, a seat and put your feet on your luggage. If you nap, you know, just hold on to each other or you know, wrap your arms around each other. So they're overnighting inside the airports. So they did club access for like one of the, I don't know, Charlotte, I don't remember where, did club access, but they weren't supposed to because they were underage.
Oh.
So one person was really nice. Shout out to that really nice person.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Save my kids.
So I'm surprised they didn't let them hang out in the UM rooms and accompany minor rooms. Because I know even like in Phoenix, if like a 17-year-old, let's say they're not even paying the UM fee and they're stuck, we'll let them sleep in that room just to give them a little more protection.
I think that was even something that was brought up that then. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I didn't even know that that existed. Yeah, I don't know.
No, that would be scary. Like have them just out in the open. I was assuming they were in the UM room sleeping, mm-hmm. but no.
No, they were sleeping at the airport. Or I would say make sure that there's a camera nearby, like a security camera. I would FaceTime them throughout the night a couple times. They would wrap each other or hold on to each other and have their feet on top of their carry-on.
I mean, you couldn't even go to them. You couldn't even get to them.
No. No wow. one could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're just taking it day by day.
How were their spirits? Were they considering this an adventure?
I'm bored, Ma. McDonald's is $50, Ma.
I need more money on my debit.
I was like, how many cheeseburgers are they eating at McDonald's? Oh,
well, airport McDonald's is pretty busy. Yeah. So I would tell them to like make sure there was a wall behind them, you know, a seat where the wall was behind them, close by the gate agent or gate, you know, terminal, close by a security camera. Don't leave security. That was a big thing.
Things like that. Those are some good tips. Because yeah. I would not have thought of don't, you know, make sure you're up against a wall. I would not have thought
of that.
I
don't want anyone behind them.
Yeah.
Huh. Trying to get them closer home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you drive up to Milwaukee and grab them?
No. Finally, they arrived in Milwaukee. And I'm like, okay, we'll just pick you up. The flights from Milwaukee. Third day, the flight Milwaukee to Chicago was open. I was like, all right, well, fly in now.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, Mom, are we getting first class?
At the end of this whole ordeal. Did they get first class?
I don't remember. Probably not. I don't remember.
See, they would have earned it at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their through status was 4 days ago. Beat that check-in.
D2 double T.
As I tried to talk to my wife, because my oldest is 8. He hasn't flown a little bit. Just do it by himself, but to grandma, have her pick him up. She's still nervous, but I'm like, all right. But I could, that'd be stressful. I mean, that would be.
And where's grandma?
In Salt Lake. So it's a nonstop, a short flight.
Okay. Yeah.
But so what are the ages of those, your kids that were at that time? What were they?
She's 23 now, minus 17. 5.
So
she was
17.
17, and 18. He was 5, 4, I don't know. He was 11.
So, yeah, he not old enough to 12. Get hotels or rent a car. So
oh, no. Yeah. A lot of people were telling me, just tell him to get a hotel. Like, no, she's 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way.
I wouldn't even know. Even if legally she could, I would not have allowed her to.
And she would have been outside of security also.
Right. I'm like, do not leave security. That was my biggest thing. Oh. Yeah. No.
Did you look at buying tickets and it was just crazy? Prices.
Yeah, my kids weren't worth a couple $1,000 to get home.
Well, plus it was probably not available, obviously.
It was ridiculous. Like Charlotte to Chicago was like $3,000 or something. Oh, ridiculous. Like
character building.
No.
Well, and that's like they'll have that story and those experiences to tell forever.
Yeah. For some reason they always make it seem like I'm the bad one though. My mom let me, you know.
She let me non-rev home from Guatemala.
Well, they're lucky they got out of Guatemala, though. I guess you said you have family down there?
Yeah, I do. Oh, okay. Yeah,
so I guess they could have hung out.
I think they would have preferred to stay in Guatemala. It's a party town for them with family and cousins. That's so true.
Yeah, everybody's happy to see them. So.
Right. They're the center of attention. So I think they would have preferred that.
Actually, over.
Just like your passengers in the club. Center of the attention.
That's right. Yeah.
So you did another trip to Spain. How was that?
This summer. Okay. Yes. So
that seems crazy because I think non-revenue Europe was so hard. Was that?
Did you go with your kids?
It was 9 people.
9?
Yeah. When I travel, when I non-rev, and my coworker will vouch for this, we non-rev, and there's sometimes D3s.
Wow. But
for those that don't know D3s.
The buddy passes.
Buddy passes. And every time I travel with a buddy pass, I'm like, this is the last time. I'm not doing this again. It wasn't worth it, you know. I'll even help them pay for their ticket. It's just not worth it. Especially international, because you could get on.
Yeah.
But you have to stay behind
for them. Yeah, that's not good.
This summer, we did a family trip to Spain.
I have been there before. My kids haven't, and neither did the cousins. So it was a cousin's trip. And we ended up going, and usually I don't even tell them where we're going. You know, pack light, we might go to Europe, or you never know, because it might fill up. We've done that before, where we're packed for, you know, Puerto Rico, and we ended up in Rome.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah, so do I. It's okay. People complain about it. I'm like, you're going on vacation. So it's like, it's part of the adventure. Show up at the airport. Part of the adventure. Surprise.
How did all nine of you get there?
That's a good question. Did we go direct? We went direct to Barcelona.
Oh, Barcelona.
And so there was enough seats. And if there weren't.
All nine of you got on that flight?
I know. Wow. I know. Yeah.
Was it late in the summer or early? Do you remember?
It was in August. It was in August.
I think August is a good time to go. It seems like. Early, everyone's trying to go leave the States to get to Europe. Like June is really hard. I think it's easier to come back in June, but August is the opposite.
Right.
If I remember watching. So, okay.
But then again, August is also when all of Europe is on vacation.
Okay. So when you're there, it's.
When you're there, it's like everything is more expensive. It's harder to get hotels at a better rate.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
Things like that. You have to kind of venture out a little bit more. If you don't stay right smack in the middle, like don't be afraid to get on a train. And go to a little beach town, you know, an hour away, which is what we did because we were stuck in Barcelona for a couple more days because my D3s couldn't get on.
Okay.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're waiting for your D3s?
Mm-hmm.
Is this going outbound or returning?
Coming back. This is coming back. Yeah, I jumped the gun on that one. So we end up going Chicago to Barcelona. We spend there a few days. We're hopping around. Tours and, you know, the history, the beach towns. Ventured out to a small town outside of Barcelona, which I love. So, because I'm always afraid that someone's going to steal one of us because there's so many of us, right?
I want a non-rev with her.
I bought these little personal alarms that if you take off the head of, it's a little plastic bear. Uh-huh. And they sell them on Amazon, right? And I think I saw someone on TikTok. If you're traveling alone, you know, as a female, carry one of these. So if you feel unsafe, you like pull out the bear head, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And it starts making this really loud alarm sound, obnoxious alarm.
Piercing.
Yes. So whenever you're in danger, everyone's going to look at you because you're, you know, loud alarm. And so I give it to my daughter and I give her the talk. And I'm like, you know, put this over your, you know, belt. And if you ever feel unsafe at any point, you pull off the head and I can see where you're beeping, you know, wherever you're at or... So we're in the Ramblas, you know, at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. Everything's really late, right? Like you're having dinner at 11 p.m. out there.
Yeah.
Right? So we're walking the Rambla and there's a lot of people. So your party of nine is not really together. You know, a few people in the front, a few people in the back. So you don't really see an eight-year-old when there's a lot of people.
You can
kind of lose track of them really fast. And she felt... I guess she says that she felt like there was a lot of people like surrounding her, you know,
uh-huh.
We're all walking and we're kind of, I didn't have her by the hand. She doesn't like to be held by the hand. She feels like she's very independent and she pulls the head of the bear and everyone stops in the Rambla. Like I felt like we were like in a TV show or something like
everyone stopped.
Everyone stopped and just turns and looks at her and steps away from her. So she's like alone by herself, like smiling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Get away from me, everyone. You know, it was just very, you just felt like time was sitting there like, Kaylee, what's going on? You know, she was like, oh, people are just too close to me. So it's good to have. You know?
Is it a one-time thing? Like once that head's off, like it's done?
No, you put it back in and it's battery operated.
Oh, and it stopped. Yeah. It stopped. The alarm stopped when she put the head back on.
Put the head back on. She thought this is a good time to test this sucker.
I learn something new every day. I want one of those.
We're in Barcelona and then we're there, I don't remember, a week. And then we're at the airport and we're waiting for seats to come back. And out of nine of us, there are seats for six. So the three last buddy pass people would not get a seat. No, the two. I'm sorry. There was seats for seven of us. And so I say, I'm going to give up. And it's all about, you know, where you sit on the... There was no one in between us.
Oh, nice.
Which was perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, I'll stay behind so one of the D3, the Buddy Pass family member could go. So mind you, it's my 8-year-old, my 22-year-old, my 17-year-old, you know, and all the cousins and all... And the mother says, I won't travel without them.
Oh. So she gives up seats. I'm like, send them with my kids. I mean, my 8-year-old's on that plane. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
They're not even sitting in the same seat, like really close to each other, I think. Or somehow the gate agent really did work it out. She was like, I'll just put your daughter in, you know, with your other daughter and all that. But I'm like, they're going. Don't worry about it. Someone will pick them up in Chicago.
They're terminating all in Chicago, right?
So it's not they even going nonstop, direct. So. They were going direct.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they then have to make another connection.
And I said, I'll stay behind with the adult, and then you and I will figure out. We could take a train to Madrid, and then from Madrid go back home. She was like, no, I refuse. So we ended up going back to the airport the next day. She still didn't feel comfortable, and then she ended up buying tickets.
No.
Right.
So how many tickets does she have to buy? Three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Three tickets, a few $1,000 per person or something ridiculous last minute.
She's not a very good non-rever.
No. Did you get good seats on that plane home?
Premium economy.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
On a full flight. Yeah, take it.
Yes.
Well, that's what I was like.
Yes. How did that happen? I was like,
I've been up there just enjoying myself then, being like, you know, I spent an extra couple days for you. You stay in the back and I'm going to enjoy my time up here.
I didn't go back with them. Remember, they bought tickets.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to Madrid. So I put them on the flight. They end up going. I got on a train. I go to Madrid and I meet with a cousin of mine and I spend a couple more days in Madrid. I was like, I'm going to get business class. There's a good chance I'll get business class if I leave a couple days from now from Madrid. So that's what I ended up doing.
And you have a friend?
A cousin was visiting there. Coincidentally right at that time.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes. So it was great. We did another little mini girls trip. Mini short time.
Not a little girls trip.
A little girls trip.
Yeah. So would you do Donruss again? Or
Buddy Passes.
Buddy Passes. Yeah, Buddy again. Yeah.
I hope my family members don't hear this, but I'm not doing that again with them.
Well, you think that they would be like, we're not doing it again either. Like, because that's going to be expensive. If you're planning on paying X dollars and now it's...
Well, they did pay for the Buddy Pass going. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. You
know? So,
no. It's just
you have to be really open.
You have to have a conversation and say, hey, remember what happened last time? That was really stressful.
I don't think we're going there.
We're not even going to do that.
No.
So, if they have a vacation planned, I'll say, I'll see if I'll meet you there.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's perfect.
Right.
You're dealing with Buddy Passes. I use hardly any of mine, but
I didn't use one this whole year.
Yeah. You're stingy too.
I am. For that reason. The same reason as Marcy is.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
And this is not the first time this has happened. This is like, I had other Buddy Passes and my sister-in-law, and I was like, she's not a great
traveler.
And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I hate the stress that it comes on us because even though you tell them, you're still stressed, but you're like,
you are stressed. Yeah.
It either has to be someone I don't care about. I trust that they're not going to do something dumb, but I'm like, if you get stuck, it's on you. I'm not even, or someone that you're worried about. Then you're just like, you know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. You know how hard it is for us. And then you're way down at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like our old company before we merged, they would fly with us. So if you were flying, they would be the same priority. It wouldn't help you.
I think that's a great idea.
They only had so many seats that still wanted to help. But otherwise, that helps a little bit, but now they're just like, they're at the bottom. Like if they get on, they get on. It's hard. Right.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. Yeah. Cause my oldest, she's 23. She'll be 24 in September. So then she's going to pretty much have the Buddy Passes to use,
but she needs to find someone that works in the airline industry. Oh, is she already married?
She's not married.
Good. Take her like to events and have her mingle with people. To events. Go to the banquet dinner or something and go mingle with some, you know.
She could go with any of the like top airlines. It doesn't really, as long as she had wings.
Right. Right.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
Yes.
She's not Frontier.
Yeah. Really? I don't know. Wait. She wanted to stay longer in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I said, perfect. I have you on Frontier at 3 a.m. And she was like, I'm not doing Frontier.
Like, I thought she was going to say, I'm not doing 3 a.m.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
It was the Frontier she didn't want to do. We don't even have benefits on this, so calm down.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's been fun.
Thank you, Marcy.
Oh, such a pleasure meeting you all.
Fun.
Yeah,
you make it so
great
easy.
Great stories. And so thank you. And so where can people find you that want to follow you and your social media?
It's not professional. I'll try to get to it soon. My Instagram, MarcyCac3.
MarcyKak3. And Facebook is just Marcy Mieses.
Okay. We'll put those in the show notes.
Thank you.
So people can link
them. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming today. So.
Oh, yes. If you need to contact us. And you can also send those photos to nonrevloungepodcast@gmail.com. Everyone stay safe.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads. It is used by over 700,000 people from all airlines the world over and built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/non-rev lounge.
Do they want the free Wi-Fi code?
People are sitting outside of the club with the free Wi-Fi. If they can't get into the club, do you see a whole bunch of people sitting outside of the club?
I have seen them lined up.
Yeah.
Another question. I was going to ask.
Was it about erotic massage?
No.
Okay.
No happy endings.
No, it was something completely different.